But I'm about to say something I have never said in all my years. I've been preaching since I was 18 years old, which so not but about 4 or 5 years. I've been preaching since I was 18 years old. I have been in ministry and pastoring, about 2.5 decades beyond that. And I'm about to say something I've never said before. You ready? I'm not going to preach the sermon I plan to preach. Now, don't get all wound up yet. Don't get all excited just yet. That opportunity will come too. But I'm sitting there and I'm listening to our children lead us in worship. And all I can think and what God keeps telling my heart is we just need to respond. We just need to respond. We must respond. You know, worship is not a noun. Did you know that? It's a verb. It's something that we do. And when we sit and watch others worship, and we participate with them, but when we sit and watch others worship, we're missing the point. God has called us to worship, to act on it, to surrender to Him. And that's what true worship is. It's surrendering everything to Him. I want to read a verse with you this morning. If you have your Bible, I didn't say I wasn't preaching. I said I wasn't preaching what I planned to preach. If you have your Bible, find Romans chapter 12. Gentlemen, if you could put that up on the screen. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2. Verses 1 and 2. The Apostle Paul writes these words to Christians in Rome whom to this point he has never met personally, but he anticipates going to see them. So if he was going to write a letter to a group of young believers whom he had not met but wanted to lay the groundwork for coming, what would he teach them? What would he talk to them about? And at this point in his letter to the Romans, he comes into a very practical time of teaching, and he says, I want to tell you what true worship is. I want to tell you what true worship is. Romans 12, verse 1, he says, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. It starts like this. When you and I worship God, truly worship God, it's a decision. That's why Paul makes it a command. It's a decision that you make that say, yes, I'm going to surrender to Jesus Christ. Did you know your first act of true worship is to give your life to Christ, to receive Him as your Savior? You see, until you're born again in Christ, you can come to church and you can listen to the gospel and you can sing songs with people around you. But did you know you're not worshiping God? You are not worshiping God until you take that first act of true and absolute surrender and decide to follow Christ. That's your first act of worship, to surrender all to Christ, to say yes to Jesus Christ, to receive Him as your Savior. God forgives you of your sins and gives you a home in heaven. And you experience the power of God in Jesus Christ. Our children sang and talked about the power of God in Jesus Christ. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever experienced it? Because the first time you experience it is when you give your life to Christ. He forgives your sins and saves you. And that's your first act of worship. That's your first act of worship, that first decision to follow Christ. And then Paul says there's a decision that comes after that for every believer. And he's writing to young Christians. Every Christian, every believer who has chosen to follow Christ must also make this decision on a regular basis to climb up on the altar of God and surrender all. That, he says, is your true spiritual act of worship. That's true worship. And when you sing in church and sing your praises to God in church, your heart, from the well of your heart, you're singing out your praises because you've surrendered your life to God. You've surrendered everything to Him. You've got something to sing about. And you're not just going through the motions singing religious songs. You're praising the God who has received you into fellowship with Him. And you follow Christ and you've surrendered everything in that true spiritual act of worship. You lay your life down to Christ. You respond. Now, put another way, as long as you're holding back from responding to Christ, you're not worshiping. In fact, you're withholding worship. You're saying, God, I refuse. Oh, sure, I'll come to church. Oh, sure, I'll sing those songs. Oh, sure, I'll do religious things. I might even serve at a soup kitchen or at a food bank. But God, I will not surrender to you. And God says, you're not worshiping me. You're refusing to respond and worship. You know why Paul has to remind Christians, has to tell Christians to climb up on the altar of God and be a living sacrifice on the altar of God? You know why he has to tell us that? Because living sacrifices tend to climb off the altar and crawl away. And we tend to leave church and go about our business and do what we want to do and forget that commitment we made to Christ that said, yeah, I'll give all to Christ. I'll surrender everything. I'll say yes to Jesus and give it all to him. So how do we stay on the altar? You surrender your life in spiritual, in that true spiritual act of worship. How does that keep happening? How do you stay there? Well, Paul helps us with that too. He says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Have you surrendered your mind to Christ? Have you surrendered your heart, your soul, your mind to Christ? And said, Jesus, please transform my mind. That word Paul uses, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, gives us our word metamorphosis. It says God is changing you from the inside out. And when you surrender all to Christ in that true spiritual act of worship, he starts changing your mind. You start thinking like Christ. You start realizing all the things you've done that have displeased God. You start thinking as the Word of God teaches you to think. It changes your mind. And you stay closer to God and you stay up on that altar and you surrender regularly in fellowship and in worship to Him. So folks, this is my challenge for us this morning. As you have heard these children, as they have led us in singing our praises to God and they have led us in worship, here's the question. When was the last time you came and in a true spiritual act of worship, as Paul describes it, your true spiritual worship is to lay your life down, to respond to Christ, to give it all to Him. When was the last time you did that? Now you've sung beautiful songs. You have celebrated His name. All good. But have you truly responded to Christ? Because that's what He's waiting on. That's what He's waiting on. Sometimes we feel really good about ourselves, don't we? We've come to church and we've done what God wants us to do, we feel like, and we go out Monday, we get up, we go about our lives and kind of forget about church because we're going to do it again next week, right? The only thing is that God has not changed. And the call of God has not changed. And the desire of God has not changed. And God always calls us to respond. I was sharing this morning in Sunday school a wonderful Bible study that we had, and we talked about the fact that what made Jesus different in His teaching was that He taught with personal authority in His own, from His own power and life, His personal authority. Did you know Jesus never taught anything He taught to His disciples? He never taught it to give them information. Never. Not once. In fact, the Bible doesn't exist to just give us information. The Bible exists to change our lives, to tell us what to do so that we can follow Christ. And when Jesus Christ taught the truth of the Word of God, He taught it to call for a response, for action, for surrender, for commitment. Because you know what? What good is information if we don't know what to do? And what good is information if we don't act on it? Well, it's not very, very good at all. I remember years ago I was driving outside of Conover, North Carolina, and there was a huge sign up on a stretch of property that said, land for sale. That's all. It just said, land for sale. I guess if you wanted to buy it, you had to go out and stand on that tract of property and hope somebody showed up. Because otherwise you had no idea what to do. God has given us His Word. It's more than just a big sign that says, I am God. It's more than a sign, much more, that says, go to church. It is God's Word that says, come follow Christ. Surrender to Jesus Christ. Paul says, here's how you do it. This is your true spiritual act of worship. Here it is, folks. This is how you worship Him. You give your life as a living sacrifice. You surrender everything to Him. Have you done that? And will you do it today? Will you do it today? Will you leave this place saying, yes, I have worshiped God. Not because I sang wonderful songs with the children, as great as that was, but I've worshiped God because I have surrendered my life to Him. I have sacrificed it for Him. And when I got up off the altar and walked out of church, I walked to follow Christ. We have to respond, folks. That is what worship is. Worship is response. So now it's up to us. How do we respond to Christ today? What do we do today? Is this the day you need to take that first step, that very first act of surrender and worship, and give your life to Christ? Ask Him to forgive you of your sins. Come and follow Christ. Maybe that's your call today. Is this the day that you, like other Roman believers that Paul wrote to, would say, I know that I've given my life to Christ, but I have crawled off that altar and I'm living the way I want to live. I need to come back and truly worship Him by surrendering my life completely to Christ. Is that you today and what you need to do today? Would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me? Heavenly Father, You know the need of our hearts, God. You know the call of our hearts, Father. You know what You're saying to us, Father. And God, we need to respond in worship, Father. God, I pray for us this morning. I pray for one or two or three in here, God, who would say, I realize that I've just been going through the motions and calling it worship, but I need to give my life back to You, Lord. I need to surrender everything to You. I pray for one or two in here, God, who would say, I know I need Christ as my Savior, and today is the day I need to come and give my life to Christ to truly worship You with my life. Father, there are decisions that need to be made. There are lives that need to be surrendered. There are thoughts, actions that need to be removed from our lives, habits that need to be cleansed, God, from our lives today. Father, how I pray in this room today, we would commit to that true spiritual act of worship. Even now, God, in our minds and our hearts, we would surrender everything to You. Father, I pray, God, You'd call us to the altar. I pray You'd call us to the altar of our hearts, God, or to the altar here at the front, God. But I pray You would call us to the altar, God, where we surrender everything to You this morning in our true spiritual act of worship today. That when we leave this place, God, we will not be going through the motions. It will not be business as usual, Father. We will leave this place as followers of Jesus Christ, truly worshiping You with our whole lives. And it's in His precious name we pray. Amen.